There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. That is Dan and Shay. And we just announced yesterday, Dan and Shay coming to Riverbend on Thursday, July 18th. And not only Dan and Shay, they're also bringing Jake Owen with them.
Oh,
and
Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Yeah, and this is just like last year at the Voices of America Country Music Fest. We had Jake Owen there as well as Dan and Shay, guys. You just can't stay away from Cincinnati.
Man, that was one of the most fun shows we've ever done in our entire career. I was worried because it was past our bedtime. We hadn't been doing a lot of shows at that point. You know, we'd been in the studio making a record because we didn't know if anybody would stick around, but the place was absolutely popping off and packed. First year festival, I mean, the team absolutely killed it. Country music fans out there were unreal. That was like a highlight of our year. It really was. So thank y'all for showing us big love there, man. That was a special one.
Well, I think it's safe to say, you know, last year you guys had a pretty big year. You grabbed your 10th number one single with Save Me the Trouble. Number 10, how about that?
That's crazy, man. Just hearing that out loud is wild, man. If you would have told us 10 years ago that we would have one number one, we would have thought you were crazy. But to be here in this place, we're just incredibly grateful, man. And thank you guys. We couldn't have gotten there without y'all, so we appreciate you.
And I think you got a brand new song called Bigger Houses, and I'm guessing you wrote that after all those number one songs, you were able to actually buy bigger houses,
not
right?
Not in this market, man. Yeah, it's too expensive. You've been in Nashville lately? It's crazy. Nah, man, it's this song is so special. It's so close to our hearts. You know, we've been on a journey the last few years, a bit of an emotional roller coaster, you know. And, you know, we sat down and had this little come to Jesus moment where, you know, we decided to get close again like we were early on and just, you know, really work at our relationship, because being in a duo is the toughest configuration. It's like a marriage. You know, in a trio, you got a tiebreaker. A solo artist is out there on their own. But being in a duo is 50-50. And if you're not working on your relationship, spending time together, it's going to fall apart. And, you know, life just kind of got in the way for a while. But we've changed that since, and we're in just such a good place. And we wrote this song kind of about that, about appreciating the people you have in your life, appreciating what you have, and not looking forward to better things or bigger things. And we even decided to name our album Bigger Houses because it's meant that much to us. And I'm fired up about this. Grateful to get the 10th number one on Save Me the Trouble, but this feels like a special moment in time for us.
Yeah,
for
sure. I can tell.
Dan and Shay with us here this morning.
And Dan, speaking of marriages, do you and your wife adopt another dog every time you have another number one song? I mean, good Lord, how many dogs are you up to now?
I wish, man. I wish. I'm always – it's funny when people ask us, it's like, does she bring dogs? Because, you know, she runs a rescue in Nashville. I'm always – she sent me a picture like, can we have this one? I'm like, yep, absolutely. I say yes every time. But she's killing it. You know, they've raised, I think, over like $2 or $3 million, and they built a place, like a proper brick-and-mortar animal rescue, which is incredible. They've got like a vet staff now, and they're just killing it. They've saved like, I think, 2,500 dogs last year. And they're doing the thing, and it's amazing to see. I mean, it's like anything. There's highs and lows, you know. It is super gratifying and rewarding to see that in our lives and to see that in her life. And that's, at any point, we could have 20 dogs in the house.
Holy cow.
So I'm okay with it.
How many do you actually own?
We've got 4.
Okay. So you can name all of them.
I can. Yeah, absolutely. We've got Joy was our first rescue. We've got Chief was second. Then we've got Ghost, and we've got Mac. She's nuts. She's our forever puppy. She's just turned 5 now, which is crazy, but she still behaves like a puppy.
Well, can you name all 10 number one songs?
For sure. For sure. I'm going to let Shay do that. Oh, thanks, Dan. Yeah, we got those. We don't have time to talk about it today, guys, because we're talking about bigger houses.
That's right.
That's an easy out right there. Dan and Shay, always a lot of fun to catch up with you. We'll do some more of that July 18th at Riverbend when you guys show up with Jake Owen and Dylan Marlowe. Going to be a heck of a show.
Hey, we appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for playing the records. Tell my buddy Grover I say hey. And
we're looking forward to seeing you. It's going to be a good show.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. And Statman, I got to say, I did not see this one coming. you know, a few years ago, all of a sudden there was a big resurgence of everybody wanted to get things back on vinyl, on albums, you know, and they've taken off.
It's the nostalgia of it.
Yeah, and that people love the covers. I know my kids, they buy albums. I don't think they listen to them. They get frames and frame the covers and put them in their rooms.
Well, it's like artwork.
Yeah, it is. You miss that. You don't get that when you just buy a digital song. So now it looks like cassettes are making a comeback.
Really?
Cassettes. I mean, that used to be our go-to. Probably when you were you CDs? Were you or
no, when I first started, we were kind of on the cusp of both.
Okay.
Where like some commercials would come through the mail on cassette tapes, and like we record a lot on cassette tapes, and then I was in the transfer over into burning CDs.
In CDs. So, well, I mean, you know, so when I was in high school, it was full on cassettes. I mean, CDs came out once I was out of high school. Now, cassettes are making a big comeback, so much so that they're actually released a list of the best selling cassettes that from last year. And it really surprised me. Number one best selling cassette from 2023, Guardians of the Galaxy, The Awesome Mix, Volume 1, from the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Well, that was a lot of great songs on it.
Well, sure, but I mean, who has a cassette deck anymore?
Older cars?
I guess.
I think I got one in the attic.
Okay. I don't think I have one anywhere except maybe a pocket one that I used to use to record stuff on.
Well, it's just like a record player.
Yep.
There's not too many of those around anymore.
Well, you can buy those in stores, though. I don't see cassette decks. But number two was Taylor Swift 1989, Taylor's version.
That didn't even come out on cassette the first time it came out.
It wasn't. Now it's
but
being,
now
yeah.
it is.
Good point. Huh. Number three and number four, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Well, those are big like movie props, too. I wonder how much of that's like nostalgia for a collector or the movie fan.
Well, they just want the songs and they want to listen to it in a different way. Taylor Swift, Speak Now rounds out the top five, Taylor's version.
Once again, I think that's collector's items there because I don't know how many Taylor Swift fans have a cassette deck.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but how many had a record player and now they're, I mean, she sold a ton of records last year.
Gotta albums. Be like a collector's thing.
Well, we'll see.
That's
but
I mean,
dig around and find your old cassettes because I still got them laying around somewhere in a box, I think. And maybe they might be fetching a nice penny on eBay.
I mean, it was a whole different thing back in our day. If you wanted to get a song, you'd have to, like, record it off the radio, like, wait for it to play. Nowadays, it's just all on YouTube.
You can get it.
You don't have to do it.
Or my favorite thing was with the cassettes was you had to fast forward it and try to get to the song you really wanted to hear and time it just right. Oh, did I get there? Nope, got to go a little forward. Oh, no, I got to go a little backwards. There towards the end of the cassette heyday, they did have little markers in there where it would fast forward to a song and stop.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to the next and stop. But cassettes are back, baby.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Okay, B105, the Big Dave Show. It is time to give away some VOA tickets. You know, Tyler from Voices of America going to be with us on Friday morning around 7:10 to give us the rest of the lineup that he's able to share. Now, we do know, you know, it's Ernest Thursday night, Jason Aldean Friday, Keith Urban Saturday, Sam Hunt Sunday, but, you know, you need other people.
Well, you need tickets, too.
Yeah, so he's going to tell us the rest of the opening acts, some more of them. So we'll get that Friday morning. And to celebrate all week, we're giving away those weekend passes to Voices of America the way we've always done it with Dave Does Horrible Impressions. And you can hear there are some little folded up pieces of paper in this red solo cup that Status put in there. I got to pull it out and try to do an impression of this person.
Yes, we want to hear you try to do this voice.
Yesterday, I pulled out Morgan Wallen, and I simply said, look alive, B105, and somebody got the tickets.
God, as easy as if you would have went last night.
Last night, yeah, all right. So let me reach in today.
Let's see what you get. And there could be a country star in there, and that doesn't mean that they're going to be playing at Voices of America. It just means I think it would be funny to hear Dave try to do it.
All right. Okay, so the one I got right here, I can't tell you who I have.
I want to hear.
Got this person, and they were recently in a very popular commercial. So let me see here. Representing Beantown, we are the Dunk Kings. That's terrible.
Yeah, but that's good enough. I think we'll get a winner off of that easy.
I'm Batman. I'm Don King. I'm Batman. All right, that's enough. Caller 10-749-B105. Tell us who that's a bad impression of, and you got VOA tickets. Come on. 629, let's grab a traffic check. Denise, what's the latest here?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
105, the Big Dave Show, joined by Stacy from Union KY. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Are you ready to try to solve this mystery of Dave does horrible impressions for your chance to go to the VOA Country Music Fest?
I am ready.
All right, I've pulled a name stat man, folded up, and put in the red solo cup. Here is my impersonation of this person. Yo, yo, Stacy, we are up to Bean Town. We are the Dunk Kings. I'm Batman.
That's a combination of voices. All right, Stacy, tell us, what is that horrible impersonation?
Is it Ben Affleck?
What up, Bronx? For your consideration.
Yeah!
You got it! Yeah!
Congratulations, Stacy.
You're going to the Voices of America Country Music Fest. It's going on August 8th through the 11th, and tune in on Friday to find out the complete lineup of every country star going to be there.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I'm so excited.
Please tell me you're bringing your mom with you to the show.
You know what? That's an option. I can bring her.
Because then we can sing along to it. Stacy and her mom's going to the show. I don't know. I'll just shut up.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we welcome John into the courtroom, who is having an argument with his wife, Kelly. And this has to do with guests over at your place. What's going on here?
This has been going on, like, you know, for all of our, like, marriage, you know?
Uh-huh.
I have family come over, and she is almost silent. And, you know, I don't want to, like, mislabel her or describe her. Like, she's helpful and everything, but almost too helpful.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, I guess here's how to explain it, right? When her family comes over, she's lively. You know, she's playing games with the kids. She's got out the Connect Four. She's suggesting cool game shows that you might want to put on. All right. Like someone who's really like a party person. You know, they're like schmoozing.
Mm-hmm.
My family comes over, and she turns into like a mute. You know, she's militant. She's silent. She's cleaning up the kitchen all the time. She's scrubbing floors. Anytime anyone puts anything down, she's picking it right back up. And I'm like, honey, relax. You could enjoy the party. You could just be with my family, you know? And this leads to an argument.
So she is kind of the life of the party when it's her family over. And when it's yours, she's kind of like a wallflower.
Yeah. It's like the words they use, like extrovert and introvert. Like, it's just a complete 180. She's so extroverted around her family. But around my family, it's like she's got to be quiet, like a librarian.
Oh, so she goes into, like, service mode. You said scrubbing the floor. She's not doing that when people are over, right? You're just exaggerating, I hope.
Only a tiny bit, you know? It's like okay. She's got a cup and it's empty. She's picking the cup right up, you know?
She's okay. Like Cinderella over there.
Yeah. The shoes are out of place just a little bit. And I think, like, do you think my family's too messy? Do you, like, you hate my parents or something? Do you not want to talk to us? Like, you know, what's going on, huh?
Well, what does she say when you ask her that?
She says that it's none of those things, you know? She says that she just wants everyone else is having a good time. But, you know, it's hard to believe it when she's so different when her family's around.
Where is this argument at right now?
I'm just there. You know, like I told her I would love for you to talk more when my family come over, joining the games. And she said that I really need to pay attention to what I'm doing and that, like, you know, however she decides to have fun is totally fine. No one's the same way every time.
But she makes a good point. Maybe you should be paying more attention to the guests than what she's doing. They are your family.
Yeah, maybe I guess, but she's my family. We're all one big family, right? Like, isn't that what the marriage was for?
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the jury. Ashley out today, so Statman, you get to handle the first chair there. What do you got?
I don't know what it is, but I kind of do the same thing. My wife does it also whenever we have guests over. If it's my family, I mean, come on. They've all seen me naked. We've all got muddy and dirty, went camping. We have, you know, nothing to hide. But when her family comes over, I still want to be a gentleman and present myself as like, hey, look, I'm a good guy that married your daughter. So I'll go into service mode too and kind of clean up around the house and keep it looking good throughout the party. So I don't know. I don't blame her one bit. It's just a way of showing that she respects your family and she loves you and she wants to put the best foot forward. So I'm going to just say, let her do her thing, man. If she's enjoying herself and not complaining about doing the dishes or scrubbing the floors, that's a win. Just lighten up, John.
I'm going to go with you on this, John. I think somebody, you need to just sit her down and maybe have a member of your family, your mom, her mother-in-law, somebody, or maybe the father-in-law.
There you go. Doesn't have to be a woman, Dave.
Yeah, and sit down and tell her, say, hey, when we come over, you always seem to just be so busy, you know, we can help you afterwards. We would prefer to be in your company while we're here. And, you know, maybe keep it light and jovial when you're telling her that, and maybe she'll wake up to that. Maybe she doesn't feel like she's wanted or needed or whatever when your family is over there and feels like a third wheel, even though she is, like you said, part of the family.
That's exactly what I'm trying to explain to her, you know, that we want to be together, getting to know each other. And so I think, like, hey, do you really enjoy doing all this cleaning up and trying to make sure everything's, like, you know, as clean as possible so we seem a sort of way in front of people who love us? Mm. No, we just want to get to know you, and I just feel like you're not having fun with that. I don't want to, you know, years later for us to be arguing about all the cleaning up you did while you should have been hanging out with my family.
Well, when your family's really like over, you know. Yeah. All right, well, I tell you what, John, let's go to our B105 jury right now to break the tie. 749-B105, are you on Team Kelly? Are you on Team John? You can also reach us through the B105 app. And best of luck with this, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the show.
It's 735. Get them coming through the app and through the phone lines. In the meantime, let's see how we're looking traffic-wise. Denise Johnson, what's up?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
John, who has a problem with his wife, Kelly, they're having an argument about when they have family over. When John's family is over, all Kelly does want to do, it seems like she just wants to work in the kitchen, clean everything up, take care of everything, doesn't really socialize. But when it's her family, she's life of the party. And he's like, hey, you know, you're kind of blowing off my family, and you don't have to do all that yet. So we were split 1-1 with John and Kelly there. Me and Stat Ashley out today, so we need a tiebreaker. And Missy from Lawrenceburg, you're the first one. Are you on Team John, Team Kelly, and why?
I'm Team Kelly because I used to go to my father-in-law's house, but he passed. And I would clean the kitchen because they weren't able. I used to take food because he loved my food that I made. Sorry.
That's okay. You take your time.
It's the motherly instinct in us. It's not that she's not there for them. It's a motherly instinct in her to take care of them when they're there. It's a good thing.
Is that how you felt when you were at your father-in-law's?
Oh, 100%. It's just a motherly instinct in us to take care of them. When her family is there, she can relax and not have to make sure they're taken care of.
Okay. Brenda T. kind of says it's a similar thing. She says, have you thought maybe she's doing it all so you're able to properly spend time with your family? Maybe she thinks she's doing you a favor.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool what you did. And I'm sure looking back, you're very happy that you did do those extra little things around the house and give your spouse that opportunity to spend with his dad in his last days. I applaud you for that.
Definitely.
Well, you go have a blessed day, and thanks for listening this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Every day is blessed. Leave that.
It is 7:50. Let's grab a B105 traffic check. Are we blessed on the roadways, Denise? What's going on?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 Dave Show, Cody Johnson and the Painter. And yesterday, I guess I was the painter. Well, I was just going by what, you know, Billy Slavey sent in, our Croc Star, through B105.com, the taco hash brown casserole. And I'm telling you, Stat, it was a hit in this building yesterday. Cleaned it out. Cleaned out my crock pot.
Oh, completely empty. Yeah, it was a hit. That's how you know it was good, when you could see the bottom of the crock pot.
Nothing left but just like a little bit of sauce. And that, I mean, come on, this thing was delicious. You can see how to make it over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook pages. Look for the pictures of the ingredients in the crock pot. But, I mean, people were just raving about it. Grover Collins was like, I got to go back for doubles. You went back for
doubles. I had two servings. Oh, yeah.
Our friend Natalie from Q102, she was the last woman standing. She got the last bit of it yesterday, and she eats like a bird. I can't believe she had some of it, because this was hash browns and hamburger meat and everything else. So much cheese, but she went to town on it.
And the bottom, to me, is the best part, because you get that caramelized cheese, a little crunchies in there, and yeah.
So this might have been our most successful Crock-Pot Tuesday yesterday, I think.
So far, but dude, you've been on like a taco kick here recently.
Well, okay, so over the weekend I had seen on Instagram a thing where you could make a taco cheeseburger on your Blackstone. And I have a little Blackstone, and I like to experiment on it. So I decided to make taco Big Macs on there. So I changed up the recipe I saw on Instagram a little bit. You know, I just got some ground beef, you pounded it down on a tortilla, then you turned that over on, you know, you season it a little bit first, but then you turn that over onto the Blackstone for 5 minutes, let it get, you know, it's super thin, the meat is, so because that's how you make a smash burger like. Then I flipped it over, put on the cheese and bacon. I had to add bacon because, you know, that my whole life is making things that are already unhealthy even more so.
Oh, man, this is sounding good. This is better than a Big Mac.
Yeah, so then you let that sit on top, you know, and crisp up the bottom of the tortilla shell for a few. Then you added pickles and some shredded lettuce, and then the secret sauce, a.k.a. Thousand Island dressing. Fold it up and eat it like a taco. And my son and I just went nuts over these.
That sounds a lot less messy than like you would get from McDonald's. Like that thing, you get halfway into it and it's going into the box.
There was a little grease coming out of it. You can see this over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook pages as well. Also my TikTok at Big Dave B105. But I like experimenting, Stat. That's what it's all about.
That'd make me nervous, putting the beef down on one side and then flipping it over.
No, it stuck. It stuck right to it, man.
It didn't do anything. And it cooked all the way through.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like a smash burger. The meat is already so thin. Basically, one side of cooking gets both sides of it. So, yeah, it was good.
Man, I got to get me a Blackstone.
Yeah.
What you're cooking on there sounds so good.
I tell you what, though. I'm not looking forward to my next doctor's appointment, because they're going to be like, well, you put on a few pounds, and I'll be like, I don't know what happened. They go, we know what happened.
Yeah. We follow you on Instagram and Facebook.
We listen to B105. We know what you're doing. It is 8:19 B105 traffic check. Denise Johnson, what's the latest?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 and Morgan Wallen. It's the Big Dave Show. I don't know if Morgan Wallen has any of his stuff out on cassette. I know he put out some albums. You know, LPs came screaming back a few years ago. People started selling record players in stores. I bought another record player a couple years ago because I had all these albums. I'm like, sometimes it's nice to listen to an old album. It gets that rich feel to it. You hear the little pops from the ones you've played a whole bunch.
And they're a lot clearer than, it's a great sound. Like you said, it gives it a little different feel to it, the nostalgia, the artwork on the front of it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. My kids, you know, they both love to buy albums, and I don't know if they're even actually listening to the albums, but they love to take the covers and frame them and put them up on their wall, the ones that are very artistic. Because you don't get that with a digital sound, like a song you buy.
Well, if you get some of them vintage ones, they're worth a lot of money. Yeah. They like artwork.
Sure, but people started releasing albums, and now I did not know this was going on, really, but cassettes are coming back. And in 2023, the top five selling cassettes were all Guardians of the Galaxies, Volume 1, 2, and 3, and two Taylor Swift albums of Taylor's version, Speak Now and 1989. Those were selling like hotcakes on cassettes, and I'm like, who has a cassette, I guess, anymore?
That sounds like collector's items.
No, they're new.
Keeping it, they're new. I mean, they're new, but it sounds like whoever's buying them is holding on to it like when they buy brand new Jordans to put on the shelf, like a sneakerhead.
Maybe they're
just Swifties trying to...
Maybe.
Nostalgia to...
People, I mean, you have a car past 2010. Does it really have a... a cassette deck anymore? I mean, we'd switch to CDs by then, and then you're just your phone integrated with it and everything else. But that's what's going on somewhere. I guess somebody reached out, said they sell cassette decks on Amazon, so you can get them there if you want one and you want to buy a cassette. I don't know why you would. You got to fast forward everything, go backwards and forwards and everything else. But Jesse's got a comment, wants to weigh in on this.
I think Stat can relate to this one. I had a Pontiac my mom's that had an 8-track AM radio in it.
Oh, man, AM only.
And 8-track.
Yeah, and let's not forget the FM converter.
Oh, boy.
Yes, that big chunk of thing you had to stick it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And if you were really lucky, you had a killer stereo that had a separate power booster you could hit to make it even louder.
Yeah, and I still have the Kenwood stereo in the house to play the 8-track.
There you go. Dude, you have an 8-track player still in use?
I do.
Do you need some 8-tracks? I'll be honest with you. A while ago, I acquired a giant box of 8-track tapes of classic country songs. You know, Willie and Waylon and all the Hank Williams Sr.
Wow.
And I don't know what to do with them.
Where'd you get those?
You might want to hang on to them, Stat. They're going to come back just like the cassettes are.
I know, but I feel like I'm holding on to a box of Beanie Babies. Are they really going to come back? Because I don't want to store them in the attic. They're in my garage taking up space.
Are they still good? That's the question. After some years, the tape will deteriorate.
And before I bought them, kind of got them like a giant box for $2. So I don't know if I can say I bought them. But before I got them, the lady that had them, she put it into her 8-track and they played.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you keep playing them, they will stay together. But if they sit, that's when the integrity goes bad.
I don't have an 8-track player.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
And now, Sandy, you're saying you have something that we might be interested in.
Hey, just want to let you know, I have an old General Electric tape recorder.
All right. Is this like the kind like where you press down two buttons at once to make it record?
I don't know. My uncle passed away, and then, you know, after my family all passed away, I got all these boxes out of the basement, and I went, oh, my God, this is an old tape recorder. And I do have cassettes, so I'm going to have to go down there and get it out and see what's going on.
Hey, good idea, Sandy. Could make for a fun afternoon.
You know it.
And Brent coming through the B105 app says, hey, my 2004 Toyota Camry has a cassette player and a CD player.
So, oh, wow.
Well, if it just had an 8-track, you'd be going for the hat trick there. I love it. 834, let's grab a B105 traffic check. Denise, hey.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Good vibes this morning, and they start with a question for Statman over there. Stat, what would you do if you saw a 30-pound bunny rabbit?
Is it chocolate?
No, it's a real live bunny rabbit.
I don't know, man.
The chocolate's another, well, here's the deal, because there is one that is causing quite a stir in San Francisco. Back in 2020, Josh Rowe and Kay Cato from San Francisco there decided to rescue a 30-pound Flemish giant rabbit from the slaughterhouse. It was going to become a meal for somebody. They said, no, this thing, look at it, it's beautiful. So they got it, and they named this big furry bundle Alex. And now he's the star of the City by the Bay as a therapy rabbit. I mean, this thing's huge. You can see a picture over on our B105 Facebook page. Enormous rabbit right here. So Josh and Kay, who were big volunteers before they got Alex, have increased their efforts tenfold since, because Alex now makes appearances at schools. Oh, the kids go crazy. Nursing homes, he sits in the lap and they get stroked by the older folks there. Hospitals, and thanks to his enormous size, he never fails to elevate the emotions of the people he encounters. And now, not just those things, Alex is quickly becoming a staple at Golden State Warrior basketball games, San Francisco Giants and 49ers games, where he inevitably ends up on the Jumbotron, because why not? He is a 30-pound rabbit. Now, until recently, Alex's mode of transportation was a blinged-out baby stroller that had LED lights all the way around it that like flashed up his name, Alex, on the front, like crawling across the front of the baby. So people at like an airport would see him. One person tweeted, oh my God, I just saw an enormous bunny in a baby stroller, and it made her day.
A pimped out baby stroller.
Exactly.
At that.
But now, cool. Oh, Alex has an upgrade, a mini motorized Mercedes G wagon.
Oh my gosh.
That he cruises around in now during parades, complete with a personalized 49ers jersey and a ball cap.
Get on a rabbit.
On a rabbit. But he's 30 pounds. He's bigger than most dogs you see.
Is this the Easter Bunny in like on vacation or something?
Well, you might be onto something, Stat, because recently there was Alex at a NASCAR event, and then he was helping hand out 400 Easter eggs to children. So,
oh, my gosh. And Easter Bunny's real.
He is, and living in San Francisco, and his name is Alex. The 30-pound Flemish giant rabbit. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Well, it's been a minute since we've heard from our favorite freshman at Claremont Northeastern, Olivia. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
Are you ready to bring the dad joke like you always do?
Yes.
Let's have it.
What do pigs use in the shower?
I don't know. What do pigs use in the shower?
Hogwash.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yes. Oh, she always delivers. Olivia, high fives from everybody today at Claremont Northeastern, all right?
All right. Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Getting a brand new member in our B105 Country Club today, and this one is from Cincinnati. It is Nikki Heinze. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
You are in the club now. I mean, this is now all a formality of just going through this with you.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
How long have you been listening to B105?
All my life, 36 years.
You're a third generation B105 listener.
I am, passed down from my grandma and my mom.
I see that you're the practice coordinator for the Cincinnati Center for DBT. It's a mental health practice. What does that mean? What do you do there?
Yeah, so dialectical behavior therapy is DBT, and it essentially is for people who have really big emotions and they don't know how to control those emotions, and DBT teaches them the skills on how to do that.
Very nice.
Man, you were raised for that job, and I'm talking your grandpa instilled in you some amazing skills. He was a clown?
Yes, he was a Shriner clown.
Oh, those guys are wonderful.
Yes.
Tell us about your grandpa a little bit.
Yeah, so my grandpa has pretty much been my best friend my whole life. And, you know, we were glued together at the hip. And when I was a kid, I went to clown college with him. And we went to the circus when it used to be at the gardens. And I would spend the entire weekend there. And so I picked up learning how to make balloon animals from him. And he's an amazing balloonologist, and he's won many awards with the Syrian Shrine, and there's a lot of people that look up to him.
A balloonologist, I love that word, and you've got some mad skills yourself now.
I have picked up a few.
Well, you've actually already dropped off some balloon animals for us, knowing that we were going to give you this call. You just went out of your way, and I got a bumblebee with a mustache on it. Big Dave's got a bee, and Ashley's got a bundle of flowers.
Yep.
And they're beautiful. They're black and yellow and white. B105 colors here. I mean, wow. I mean, you even got out the Sharpie and did stuff on them. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
What a cool little skill. Man, well, I am so glad you're in the B105 Country Club now. We're going to hit you up for some entertainment around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Well, obviously, you have a lot of other memories. You say you and your mom have won a few things. You got to meet Luke Combs. You had lunch at Skyline with us, and just done a lot with B105.
Yes.
Well, now you just got one thing left to do, and that's tell us what song you would like to hear today.
I would like Sold at the Grundy County Auction by John Michael Montgomery.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay, Nikki, you got it, girl. Welcome to the B105 Country Club.
Thank you.
And thank you for the balloon animals.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.